Thank you. Good morning. Briefly, to answer some of the questions on the representativity of women in decision-making levels as well as political levels, Portugal, over the last few years, has been deeply committed to increasing the participation of women in the public sphere, particularly in senior levels. We have regulation which is 62/2017 on balanced representation in the public business center, those that are listed as well. Over the last five or six years, there's been a radical change brought about. Recently, we were actually mentioned by an index as one of the countries which actually promotes the best women in decision-making levels in 2021. 17% in listed companies and more than 12% in the state sector. Let me also say that these rules and quotas to guarantee representativity, minimum and balanced representativity in leading roles, can be seen in the central administration, both directly and indirectly, as well as in the higher education establishments. We've done an awful lot of consciousness raising, information rolled out, working with NGOs in this area, really to get the message out, raise the profile of this, and raise the awareness of women themselves to access these posts. Work was done for the first time with a business association in Portugal, the CIP. They have done work funded, working with the Portuguese state in order to train women so that they can prolong their career, move up to decision-making posts. It actually worked so well that the business association, which is the biggest in Portugal, is actually carrying on themselves alone with this project, which shows how sustainable it is. That's the rationale behind this, raising the profile of women in decision-making positions, which is fundamental for our country. Thank you.